Don't let the problems of life intimidate you. Let them invigorate you. Don't let the problems of life intimidate you. Let them invigorate you. Don't let the problems of life intimidate you. Let them invigorate you. If you don't strangle your struggles will strangle you. It's time to shut down your pity party. Step back into the ring of life and show this world what bodacious belief looks like. Don't cry about it. Be about it. In the words of Steve Jobs, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by the dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. It's Massive Momentum Monday. Let's get it done and have tons of fun.
Audacious leadership and authentic living begin the second you decide to play by the rules you write. Christy Kennedy turned a pink slip into queenfidence and built a business from the ground up, brick by brick. In this transformational queenversation, get ready to receive confidence keys to succeed daily. Now is the time to focus on where you're going, seize the moment, and own it. Because no one is you, and that is your power.
Aristotle said, at the intersection where your gifts, talents, and abilities meet a human need, therein will you discover purpose. Is your life moving in the direction of your deepest dreams? We often discount the many miles we've traveled. We overlook the vast amount of wisdom gained from each step we have courageously chosen to take. We dim our brilliance to accommodate the insecurities of others. We remain silent when the roar of our heart is fighting to break out. We hide in the shadows of obscurity to avoid the arrows of notoriety. We create fake lives because to deal with the real requires humility to heal. What are excuses? Other than lame, they are merely limiting beliefs that convince us to remain the same, to avoid change, to live in cage and do absolutely nothing. They cause us to forfeit our receipts to destiny and miss the sound of our own beat, leaving us feeling deprived and empty as a seat. As we kiss the face of misery, it starts killing us softly. In order to break free from the chains of insecurity and descend into the heights of heaven, allowing bodacious belief to become the wind beneath our wings, we must make a decision to do something differently. Recently, I enjoyed Super Soul Sunday with Oprah Winfrey interviewing Pastor A.R. Bernard. He left a 10-year banking career to follow Jesus. And in his words, he said, purpose is not static, it's dynamic. Purpose is not static, it's dynamic, ever evolving and changing with us. And she asked a question that pierced me to my core. What has been the lesson it's taken the longest to learn? What has been the lesson it's taken the longest to learn? And I want you to pause and calmly think about your own life and this reoccurring lesson. Because this lesson, it will come back over and over and over again until we get it. Samuel Johnson said, nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must first be overcome. I personally spend at least 5 days a week empowering men and women to believe beyond what they can see. And it all began with the power of my imagination. Instead of asking what's wrong, start exploring the question, what do I really want? Do not allow the risk to prevent you from making a move forward. I've tasted the sweet rewards of success, and because I chose to overlook the fear associated with taking risk, I've been able to continue to experience things I would never have experienced, places I would never have seen, meeting individuals I would never have known and developed deep relationships with. It's a beautiful journey to be on, to challenge yourself, to best your best. And for years, I have stated that I want the words, "Here lies a woman with no regrets," on my headstone. I have been in hot pursuit of my passion for decades, and it's what's keeping my blood boiling. I've fallen on my face on numerous occasions, and each disappointment has revealed priceless pearls of wisdom. It's easy to become risk averse after experiencing countless setbacks. Yet I would rather be fully alive than merely existing and watching time fly by from the sidelines. 6 years ago, I turned a pink slip into Queenfidence Image Consulting, and it has been one of the most painstaking and arduous projects I've ever placed my hands to. This is why it's extremely precious to me. And as I look back in retrospect, the visionary leader I am today is a culmination of decades of personal development. I've poured my entire essence into my company, and it's what makes it very unique. Because every lesson, every heartache, every feat, every delay is weaved into the fabric of what is continuously evolving before my very eyes. I personally overcome the same issues that female leaders are struggling with today. Our internal fears are often the number one obstacle to seizing limitless opportunities. I often quote an affirmation that says, "No one is you, and that is your power. No one is you, and that is your power. No one is you, and that is your power." I want every woman to know that who she is, apart from professional degrees, titles, accoutrements, and anything in between, she's more than enough. You're more than enough. I was able to rebuild myself and my life with the same bricks that were designed to shatter my self-confidence. I overcame the challenges with a bodacious belief, radical resilience, and massive momentum, baby. So refuse to allow pain to rain on your parade. Stand in the beauty of your own life. You got it. Work it. Celebrate every milestone and focus on what's going right in your life. Years ago, I found a poem on the difference between strength and courage. As you continue to evolve, remember you will need both to endure the pressures of life as you embrace the pain of leadership. It takes strength to be firm. It takes courage to be gentle. It takes strength to stand guard. It takes courage to let down your guard. It takes strength to conquer. It takes courage to surrender. It takes strength to fit in. It takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to feel a friend's pain. It takes courage to feel your own pain. It takes strength to stand alone. It takes courage to lean on another. It takes strength to love. It takes courage to be loved. It takes strength to survive. It takes courage to thrive. On this week, I want you to leave your excuses in the boat of yesterday and walk on the water of your faith today. Choose to live passionately. Choose to live powerfully. Choose to live purposefully. Just remember Walt Disney, who created an empire that is continuously growing day by day. He said, if you can dream it, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can.